I'm sat here with Rochi Rampal. She's just been performing in a city stage, and you've just come off stage, haven't you?
Yeah.
We're in an echoey back staircase, I think, to the theatre, which is nowhere near as glamorous as the front of the theatre, as these things always are.
It's a cool staircase,
though. Yeah, yeah. So how are you feeling? How was the performance?
That's really, really good. Yeah. I think the audience really enjoyed it. The pieces were great, and performing them to the audience, which consisted of the writers of the pieces, just kind of confirmed that they were great pieces, and I think we did a good job.
Yeah.
There was lots of laughter and good applause.
There was like a different feeling to the space because the people who had been involved, the audience included people who'd been involved in the process.
Yes.
And there was a different attachment to the writing when you heard it being performed, wasn't there?
I think so, yeah. You could kind of sense when the writers were kind of recognising their pieces and picking up on each other's moments that had been described yesterday during the workshop. So they were big moments.
And you've been here since yesterday. You kind of came in halfway through the day yesterday.
I did.
And you've been part of the whole process. So could you let me know what the process was like of taking these pieces that came out of a city adventure and how you turned it into a city staged?
The idea was that we needed to try and find sort of threads that kind of linked these pieces together, which I think Kate aimed to do a little bit in the setting up of the writers' activities yesterday, by getting them to kind of listen to each other's extracts and try and feed in knowledge of those extracts into their writing activities and tasks,
yeah.
If that makes sense. So a lot of that work was kind of done, really.
Okay.
In terms of shaping the pieces and putting them all together, there were some really interesting monologue pieces that were written, which we felt provided quite a strong kind of almost backbone of all the pieces. All the monologue pieces explored Derby City, the people that kind of come and go throughout the day, the people that watch other people.
Mm, it was nice to always come back down to one person.
Yeah.
I think because when you don't have we didn't have a main narrative driving us through, but what we did have was the city was always there.
Yeah.
And when the city was speaking through one person, you felt a bit more grounded, so I think it was nice to always return to that.
Yeah, and also nice to return to voices of the city in the form of, like, we had the voice of the big wheel,
mm-hmm.
and we had sort of the voice of St Peter's Church as well, which was an interesting takes on monologues from the city. So we kind of... We went with those monologues as the backbone and kind of fed in the more dramatic scenes, you know, the sort of the dialogue pieces that have been written into those. I don't know how we did it. It just kind of
I think it really fell into place. I think because it's been a well-structured day before, and also because it was all about the same place. You saw similar threads going through all of the pieces because we were all there on the same day,
yeah.
Writing about the same city.
And everybody was doing similar activities to spark their kind of feelings and ideas about what they wanted to write about as well.
Yeah.
So that obviously provided a kind of commonality between all the different pieces of writing, I guess.
Exactly. And it's been a really brilliant day, and well done for your hard work.
Good.
I'll let you go get a glass of wine now.
Oh, great.